Gary Cleese's on the course there. He's got all the winners for us today. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, he couldn't have said it any better, Brian Leggett. I mean, he's done a magnificent job, Scotty Olsen. Not only Scotty, too, the ground staff. He's got a lot of ground staff behind him, but they do a good job. And I spoke to him when I got here earlier on this morning, Sean, and like all course creators. He said, look, it'll play a little bit better than a heavy tent, so let's hope it does that. And look, we've got all that great prize money to be given away, Shape Cup meeting, $16,800 for most of the races. Then we've got that $22,000 maiden later on. So we've just got wonderful prize money from Racing New South Wales, mate.
We have now the first today, a maiden, and this is over the 1,300. We've got a full field now. One Waiheke Island, 225. To My Pot of Gold next in the market, rather, is at 320, number 3, Chewy. Then 5, Oxy Brad at 480. To My Pot of Gold, 950, number 4, Javatico, 13. 6, Shadow of Dreams, 23, and 7, Zippy Zack, 26.
Yeah, I've gone 1-3, 4-5, and look, I think he'll take no end of beating Waiheke Island. I know Priscilla Smith's made it her only best of the day, and I mean, he was placed his four runs ago on a real heavy track. He went to Coffs Harbour, and that was probably borderline in between heavy and soft, and he was beaten 0.8 of a length behind Zarko. Now, he did go to Grafton, he did hit a wet track there in Love Battles, beating 6.8, and probably the more you look at it, Sean, you might have thought he was a little bit plain in the run home, but the more I replayed it, the more going through that meeting, he was back on the fence. He drew 2 gate that day, and horses that were real up on the fence weren't winning. The only time he really did get going is when he got out wide and started to hit the line. But, look, he can handle the wet, and I think he finds the right type of maiden. 3 Chewy, he's had 14 goes. He's been placed 3. He's had 2 runs back. He was thereabouts behind Cool Vinny first up, and he's come out to win a Class 1. And I thought he was a lot better at Armidale. He drew 13 gate. Blaine beat him 3.5. He had to do a bit of work from the gate. You would think he wouldn't do any work from that alley today. Four Jive Tico's got to go in. Number there that's had 23 goes and been placed 6 times, but 5 of them have been on really wet tracks, and she gets a bit of clean for Chloe Baker. And she did blunder on jumping, and she was hampered shortly after it coughs their last start, so you could make excuses. And 5 Oxley Back. Look, I'll give him a chance. His number also went to Armidale on the soft behind Blaine. That was his first go at the 1,300 metres last start, and he would have derived a lot of benefit. He's definitely a player around the multiples, but I think he can get out of maiden company today. 1, 3, 4, and 5 in race 1.
Rightio, full field in the second one. My Lucky Eagle, 370. 3 Generalati, 420. 4 Lucia Olabelle is 440. Number 6 Perfection, $5. 5 Toffee Drop at 10, number 8 Wolfram at 14, 11 Oh No Not Again 15, number 2 New Mister 23, 10 Comanche Force 26, 7 Airedale and 9 Io's Orbit both 41, 12 Snappy 61.
Yeah, this is a pretty good maiden, Sean. I've gone 4, 1, 3, and 6. I'm under 4 Luciola Bell now. She debuted. She's by Casino Prince. She trialled up well going into that debut run, and she was placed on a soft track in it all. She did win a trial here on a soft track prior to her debuting, but I thought she was huge on debut. I mean, she draws the gate. I mean, the question mark, she's got to go to the heavy the first time, but obviously she's done plenty of work here at Taree on the heavy tracks of late, and I think all she's got to do is reproduce what she did on debut to be very hard to beat. One, my Lucky Eagle. Look, he is the danger. He has been placed 4 out of his only 6 runs. His port run was good behind him in position, and I thought he was a little bit plain the other day, but he did draw 1 gate, and they did have to start him up, and he may have over-raced a little bit. Maybe from the gate today, they can just ride him a little bit more quieter and let him creep into the race. The big key runners are 3 Generalati. He resumes here from a 5-month spell. He hasn't been to the trials. He only had 4 goes last preparation, and he did run 4th of 8 in a scone maiden on a very, very heavy track, beaten 1.2. And then he went to Gosford. He wasn't disgraced. And then he went back to Scone and run 2nd. But those 4 runs that he's coming out of last preparation, 6, 7 winners have come out, 8 winners have come out of them races. So they were pretty handy maidens. But he holds a lot of keys. And the 6 Poi Flexion, he resumed here for the new yard. He was a former Victorian. He got a mile out of his ground. Well, might have been by design too. He drew 12 gate and they went back on him. But he hit the line, and looking at him in the mounting yard, Sean, he had probably 3 or 4 lengths improvement in him. So he gets to a heavy track today. He probably gets to a suitable distance at the 12.50. So it'll be interesting to see how much improvement he has made from that first up run. But I think it's a pretty handy maiden. 4, 1, 3, and 6 in race 2.
Right, the third, the Class 3, put out one man of distinction. Now, number 3, Navio missed his favourite at 240, 4 Gone Viral, 440. 2 Nearby Sights, 480. 5 Miss Faith, also 480. 6 Laurentian is 950. Number 7, I Believe in Miracles, 26. And 8 Ridges Pride, $26. Couple of very handy young ladies riding in this. I reckon Louise Day and CJ Graham, both only kicking off their careers, but gee, they're launching them well, aren't they, Gary?
They are too, Sean, and they've got about 4 kilos, which is very, very vital, and they're going to be in good demand. I see the Louise Day rate a winner the other day at Tamworth, so it's good that she's getting a kick along, and Chris Lees is helping her out. Look, I'm with her right here. I'm 3, 5, 2, and 4. And I do or miss them. Look, I mean, the query is she's had 5 goes in the wet and she's yet to win. She's been placed on rain-affected ground. She's trialled up well on wet ground. She draws a gate. You know, she led them at Gosford over 1,100 metres. And it was the last 200 metres when she was grabbed. Zilda Kate beat her 2.5. Now, you would think coming back here to the 1,000, she's coming off a provincial run back to country grade. She gets 4 kilos off her back and draws the gate. If she can handle it, I think she's going to be very hard to beat. 5 Miss Faith, big watch. Resumes from a 9-month spell. She's had one little soft trial at Gosford, running second in that trial 9 days ago. She draws good. She's got great form here. She's a 3 times winner, and she's had 3 goes at this track for 2 wins and 1 placing. And I think the trial would have really topped her off. 2 Dubai Sights. Look, he's a pretty smart customer. He trialled up well. He won the trial here a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, they did take him to the qualifying championships here 2 runs ago behind Cooglier, but probably would have liked to have seen it 1,100, maybe even 1,200 for him, but he does go good and he has won on wet ground. And 4 Go Viral, look, he's got to go in. My little query with this guy is that he's only won the sprint and they've all been at the 900 metres, but he is in good form at the moment. He's won 2 out of his last 5 runs. I mean, he's just got to get that 1,000 metre belt, and he's had 7 goes at the 1,000 been placed 5 times. So just that little bit of a query he had at a solid 1,000 metres. 3, 5, 2, and 4. In race 3.
All right, we go to the next event, which is race 4, a maiden over 1,000. Now here we've got a full field. Now 8 Awesome Pluck is $2.25, 2 Malibu Boy at $5, 9 Avalady $6.50, 5 SMS is $7, 3 Tamblin $9, number 4 Wanui Force $9.50, 11 Velvet Brown $21, number 7 Wick and Reed $23, 10 Dreamalot $41, 1 Full on Billy $81, and 6 Hazy in the Sky $126.
Yeah, this is a real good maiden, and it should be too, because the winner will get $22,200 in prize money. It's a pretty good maiden for country. 5, 8, 4, and 3. Look, I'm with the 5 SMS. I black booked her at Grafton 19 days ago. I mean, she debuted at Coffs Harbour. She trialled up well going into that debut run, and it was 800 metres. She was off the track all the way from a bad gate. She came back. She drew 1 gate. She showed speed. She actually hit the front halfway down the running, and it was just that last little bit her condition blew out over the 1,100 metres. But I remember a mum racing Frisco Mission. She could really handle wet ground. Swift Alliances can get through it. So I think he bought this filly here, Greg Gowson, and she's a little beauty in the yard. She's not over big in height-wise, but body-wise, she's just spot on. So I like her here today. Look, the big danger, and they're jumping out of trees to get on this two-year-old, Awesome Pluck. He's on debut. He's had 2 trials. He ran third in his first trial here, beaten 1.5. And then he ran second in his next trial, beaten 0.4 of a length and wasn't asked to do a lot. I mean, the question mark is with him. But both those trials have been on good tracks, and he gets to a heavy track here on debut. But there's a very good tip going around for him. 4-1-2-4. So I like his last run at Armidale. I really did. He worked hard off the 11 gate. He led and he rolled along. And it was the last little bit he blew out, and he beaten a length. He's been placed on wet ground in the past, and he had trialled up really good before he even debuted, but that 1 gate's going to be vital to him. And the 3 Tamblin, look, he's a former Victorian horse. He resumes here from 11-month spell. He did run third in the Bendigo Maiden and third at Geelong last preparation. Ross Dick gave him 2 runs, and he didn't show up, but he tipped him out. He gave him a trial here 13 days ago. He didn't have a flash and light on him in the trial, but I've got to watch on him because he was placed on wet ground in Victoria. So I think he definitely got to go in somewhere around the multiples. 5, 8, 4, and 3, race 4.
Right, race 5, and this is the benchmark 55, full field. Now, 2 Spinning Gold, 370, 4 Duro, 550 with 5 Panossos, 3 Coastal Gem, and also 7 Lady Marmalade, both $6, 8 Starfest, 10, 11 Woolerton, 14, 9 Colour Purple, 17, 10 Thundering Heart, 19, 1 Rider Redemption, 6 More Than a Holiday, $34. Few given a bit of a chance here, Gary.
Yeah, What's that, Sean?
Said a few given a bit of a chance here, according to the market.
The horse that I like, and he gets a wet track this time in, is the two Spinning Gold. I'm 2, 4, 3, and 5. I like Spinning Gold here. I mean, he's had 5 runs back. He hit a soft track first up, and obviously he wasn't right because it was 1,100 metres race. His next 4 runs have been all on good tracks. He finally gets to a wet track. You look at his wet track record. He's a 5 times winner, and 4 of his wins have been on wet ground, and he's a winner here in the past. I like him. And the horse that he finished just beyond 3.3 present cents at Tamworth last start has come out to win since. So I like him. I think he's going to be hard to beat. Look, my big watch is a Ford Jura. He's a former New Zealand horse. Terry Evans has got him. Terry only given him the 2 runs. He runs 7th here, first up behind Snitzel's Image. He was nowhere near right. And then he went to Newcastle. He drew 13 gates. They had to go right back to last on him and try to ride him for luck. And it was probably only the last 100 metres that he really got going. Now, he's been placed on wet ground in New Zealand, so those wetter tracks over there, and probably wouldn't find any heavier here. 3 Coastal Gem, she's a really, really nice mare. A mare that's just struggling to win a race this time in, but she's nice and fit. She gets no weight on her back here for young CJ Graham with only 54 kilos on her back. I just had a look down. She gets concussion plates on front first, so whether Greg Howes has had a little bit of a feet problem with her. And Parnassus, the 5, I like the way he got to the line here, over 1,250 first up behind Cool Vinny. He was only getting warm the last 150 metres, and he did win over 1,800 metres last preparation, so he would have derived a bit of benefit from that, and his only win was on wet ground, so he should parade a little bit more fitter in the yard. 2, 4, 3, and 5 in race 5.
Okay, the 6th event, the Class 1. Now, here we have no scratchings. Number 1, Rhymes, $2.80. 2, Yeoman, $5. 3, Sons of Berg, $7.50. 4, Rocket Monkey is $9.50. Now, we've also got 5, Imperial Eagle, $3.90 here. 2, Yeoman, $5. 3, Sons of Berg, $7.50. 4, Rocket Monkey, $9.50. Then 6, McQuitters is $17. 11, Going Grey, $21. Number 8, Phoenix Sunrise, $23. 7, Roxette, $26. 10, Miss Zodiac, $31. 9, Loana Miss, well, one last rather, 81, and number 12, True Zippo, 101. 1 Rhymes, the favourite at 280. It's interesting, Gary. You look, we got the heavy temper. There's very few scratchings. People want to go around for the good money.
Yeah, well, that's what they've got to do, Sean, haven't they? You know, and I mean, up home where I live at Bowen, and we've missed so many meetings, and we've got the Grafton Carnival coming up shortly, so they want runs, but we have got a big meeting at Port Macquarie Sunday and another one at Coffs Harbour on Tuesday, so that should fill the gap up. Look, I'm putting my head on the chopping block here. Two-year-olds going into open class ones is probably always a no-no, but I'm 5, 1, 2, and 4. I'm just with this horse here, 5 Imperial Eagle. He is one absolute cracker in the yard. He resumed first up at Kempsey. There was plenty of like about his run. He had a heap of condition on him. The other day, Robbie Thompson won a two-year-old maiden on him, and he started him up and drove him, and he just put pay to him. I think with a lightweight of 54.5, and look, he's about 7 weeks off being a three-year-old, so I'm sticking with him because I like the horse and I've got a lot of time for him. I think the top 8 Rhymes is the big danger. I mean, she was very good to win first up at Newcastle there 26 days ago. I mean, she's coming off a maiden or class one. And the difference with her and Imperial Eagle drops 2 and Rhymes goes up 3 kilos on that maiden win. So she's up where it hurts with the 59. The 2 Yeoman has had the 1 run back. He led and he was found wanting the last bit. I reckon he'd be fitter in the yard here today. He draws good and he is a winner. Well, his only win was on a wet ground and the blinkers go on him first time. So he could be spot on. And the 4 Rocket Monkey, he wouldn't have found it a wetter track than what he won on at Armidale last start. He beat a horse called Dark Elixir and Dark Elixir's come out to win during the week. So he's certainly coming off that maiden win on a heavy track here today. But I'm sticking with the 5. I know it's not easy to do. A 2-year-old taking on old at Cupcake or Class 1, but he's in a very good yard out on Denham Stable. 5, 1, 2 and 4 in race 6.
All right, 10 Fancy Knickers and 12 Sadiqa both come out of the 7th event. Now, 4 Portatorio, $3.90. 2 Hamoon Dream, $4.60. 9 Drummed Out, 7, along with 11 Nick on the Run. 6 Forever Alone, $12. 13 Testability, $14. Number 8 Pompetite, $16. And also 14 Darby's Blue Girl, $16. 7 Sprites are $18. 5 Glitra is $19, along with 15 Not Doubtful. 1 Malleable, $26. So is 16 Mostia Lucy, $26. And 3 Curly Mac, $41.
What do you have, Portatorio, Sean?
Portatorio, for you, as I go back to him here, is $3.90.
Yeah, I like him. On 4.11.7.2. Look, he's just a horse that's had no luck. No luck whatsoever. But a couple of ticks with him here is he's a three times winner out of 12 starts and been placed four times. He's had five goes here at Tari, two wins and two placings. And he's won on wet ground. And look, he was good at Randwick. You might say he was beaten 5.7 there in a highway over 1,100 metres 9 days ago. But he never got on the track. He was just off the track all the way. RP knows him really good. He needs speed on, and I think he can get it here. You can just got, he's one of those difficult horses to ride. You've got to bite your time on, you've got to ride him for luck, and if the speed slows, you can over race. But I like him here today. I think 11's the danger, Nick, on the run. I think he's beautifully placed. His last two runs at Newcastle have been good in a 70 rating and a 60, so he gets back to a 65 rating here. He's had three goes at the track for two wins, and he's a four dimes winner overall, so he's pretty well placed. And look, I'm giving Sprightstar a chance here, the local hope. He's won 5 years on his home track. He's won five on wet ground. I don't know what happened to him the other day at Port Macquarie behind Knight Templar, but his prior run was good. And I certainly wouldn't leave him out. I was playing the multiples and the quaddies. And two, Hameen Dream. He's had the three runs back. She won a class three 2 runs ago at Port. Went to Canterbury in a lot stronger race. Wasn't disgraced and gets the claim for Louise Day and draws good. And certainly she's won for one at this track, and she's won on rain-affected ground. So it mightn't be the easy benchmark 50-65, 4.11.7 and 2 in race 7.
All right, we've got a full field in the final event, race 8. 4, I Want to Be a Jeep, 4.60. 2, Cool Vinny, $5. Number 5, Rush of Blood, 6, along with 7, Schnitzel's Image. 8, Portland Place at $7. 3, Tarabane, $7.50. 6, Morning Fair, 10. 10, Blink and Awesome, 14. 1, High Dream at 26, along with 9, Demoralising. 11, Chateau Roux, 41. And 12, Battalion, $61. 4.60, I Want to Be a Jeep. Jenny Graham, she's got a few chances there today.
Yeah, man, a good trainer too. And she's got a good mob of two-year-old horses just coming along. So that's what she needs. I'm 2.3, 8.4, Sean. I just like this horse here, Phil Vinny. He's just an absolute botter on the mounting yard. He's by I'm Invincible. Chris Lees has got him. He won good first up. On a soft track at Port. He came back and he runs second here behind Terra Vet. His win was huge here the other day, picked up. Now, the question mark is he's won on soft ground. He's never been to heavy tracks, but he drops in weight. He's just a real cracker in the yard, and he gets to the 1,400 metres for the first time, and I think he's got 14, even a mile written all over him. He is one really nice horse. I will say there's 3, Tabrabana. I like his first up run. He really got going late. It was probably the last 150 metres that he drove behind Drumdowd, beaten 0.2 of the length. He's 1 second up. He's won on wet ground. Josh Adams rides, and he drops a kilo. Certainly going to be very, very hard to beat. 8, Portland Place. She's well and truly in the mix. She's a fit little mare, and she gets no weight on her back with Rachel Murray today. We've only 54 kilos on her back. And I mean, she humped the 61.5 two runs ago at Port Macquarie. He just anchored her. And I Want to Be a Jeep's a definite player. He draws nice. He can handle rain-affected ground. He did go to a highway of beating 2.8, so he wasn't disgraced there at Rosehill. And he really toughed it out to win at Kempsey going back 2 runs ago. But nice fit horse that draws good and can get through the ground. 2.3, 8.4 for me in the last short.
All right. What do you stand out to today, Gary?
I like race 3, number 3, Naboo Amiss. I think that she can reproduce and handle the track going off that Gosford run with no weight on her back. And I like race 4, number 5, SMS. I think she's terrific, Gayu. Lovely little mare that would have derived a little bit of benefit from that last run at Grafton. So race 3, number 3. Race 4, number 5 are my two best. Quaddy numbers will go 2, 4 and 5 in the first leg, 5, 1, 2 in the second, 4, 11, 7 and 2 in the third leg, and 2, 3 and 8 in the last leg, Sean. So hopefully you can find some winners. Like I said, Priscilla Smith, her best of the day, is in the first. Race 1, number 1, Wahiki Island. But that sun's just starting to really peep through now.
Oh, good.
And it's finding light up. They'll have a good day, and the beauty about it, we'll get this meeting right the way through, providing we don't get any rain late this afternoon, mate.
All right, good on you, Gary. We'll hear you with the late mail throughout the day.
Champion, Sean.